When what has been learned has been forgotten, education is what survives. When what has been learned has been forgotten, education is what survives. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with Instant Inspiration. When what has been learned has been forgotten, education is what survives. We can go to many different schools. We can take kindergarten. You know kindergarten? Mm-hmm. That's where you start out with things. And then you can go to elementary. And then you can go to you can go to beyond elementary. You can go into junior high. And then you go into high school. And then after you're in high school, then you go into junior college. And then after junior college, then you go into regular college. And then you go into graduate school and then postgraduate school. Now, when you are in high school, do you remember what you learned when you were in kindergarten? You learned to cooperate with the other children, play comfortably with them, to be a good kid. You learned to mind the teacher. You learned to take your nap at the right time. You learned to take your treat at the right time. You learned all these things, and that's great. Now, do you remember that you learned that? No, that's just it's part of the learning situation that had become part of your nature. So that's your nature. Now, what goes on from there? What about what you learned in junior high school? Do you remember junior high school? Do you remember the proms that you went to, the dances that you went to, the things that you did? Do you remember them? No, you don't remember them. You go out dancing with your friends now, and they say, oh, yes, that's the same dance we danced in junior high school. And very seldom does that comment come up. Now, oh, how we danced on the night we were wed. We vowed our true love, and a word wasn't said. Now, you remember that dance? Mm-hmm. The anniversary waltz? Remember that dance? Not really. Mm-hmm. Not really. It's so long ago. It's part of the educational system that you had in your life, and you forget it. You forget it. When what has been learned has been forgotten, then real education begins. Why do we say that? Because it's a matter of application. When you stop figuring out how to say 2 times 2 is 4, then you start to apply it. Then you start to apply it, your mathematics, your multiplication, you apply it in your division and your subtraction, you supply it, apply it in many, many areas. Then you apply it in the stock market, you apply it in your building of a home, you apply it in the operation of your business, then you apply it in your household finances, then you apply it in the rockets to the moon and how many miles an hour they go on the way to the moon, and what is the speed of light, and is the speed of light the limitation of speed, or can speed some things travel faster than light? And what's the first thing that comes to your mind that travels faster than light?
Thought.
Thought. Your thought travels faster than light. You think a thought and zip, you're there. Now, this is what perfect speed is, being there. So, you see, after what you've learned, then you start to utilize what you've learned, you start putting those things together, and then you start experiencing real education. Then education is what survives. Now, education, we might call it the application of information and things that we learned when we were younger or when we were going to whatever schools. You may go to a computer school and you're doing it part-time after work or something like that. And you're an adult and you're long since past childish things, but what do you learn in computer school? What you try to do You see, in computer school, they want to make it interesting. They want to make it applying to something right away. They want to apply it to what you're learning. And when they apply it to what you're learning, you are confused and you don't learn as fast as you can. When you can have the mind of a child, and you say, well, my God, it's been a long time since we had a mind of a child. That's right. But when you can have the mind of a child, the child doesn't know why he's learning things. He doesn't know why he's being told these things. He just hears them and then doesn't object to them, just puts them in his mind. And pretty soon, he's got all the mathematical formulas in his mind, and then he starts applying them. And when he applies them, that's wonderful. But you see, when we go to computer school as adults in adult evening school or something like that, what are we doing? They're trying to make it interesting to us so that we will stay with the course and learn it. And they don't do us any service. If they were just to spend the time working only on teaching us the computer science, how to use a computer, how it functions, what is the purpose of using it, not how it can be used, but the purpose of using it, it puts information speedily at your fingertips, you see? So when you have that belief in your mind, when you have that understanding in your mind, that's great. But that is the learning situation. Then you start applying it to whatever you're going to apply it to, your work or your home or whatever. And that's real education. That's the interesting thing. But we sometimes get confused. When a music teacher, for instance, allows you to play a little ditty on the piano, you are so proud of that little composition you play on the piano that you don't really know what you're doing. And they say, well, this is what shows you to do it. You feel right about it. You get the feeling for it. You have this idea in your mind. Then you go on to the next lesson. And with each little piece that you learned, it helps you to be a better musician. Well, that may all well be true. But just remember, the child learns fastest because he doesn't combine it with a lot of other information. He just learns the facts. And this is what it would be wise if we would just do. If we would just learn the facts. Now, how do we apply that to our spiritual life? We're talking here in a very elementary way, in a very human way, but how do we apply this, how do we apply this thing in our spiritual life? Well, it's very easy. Jesus had the remark too, you must become as little children to enter the kingdom of heaven. And what he meant by that was that we must be non-judgmental. We must be totally open and free. We must be receptive. We must accept our teacher as our teacher and not think that we're better than our teacher. Students who think they're better than their teacher stop learning. And the student may be brilliant. He may be excessively brilliant and wonderful, but there's always more to learn. There's always more to become aware of and apply it in our life. And if we can, so to speak, do whatever our teacher tells us to do without thinking about it, then we learn the fastest. You say, well, that's stupid, that's mindlessness. For a moment, it's mindlessness. Do you think you understand what 2 times 2 is? You don't. Do you think you understand how geography, geometry, and all these other things work? You don't. You think you do, but you don't. And so, what takes place? As you bother yourself and worry yourself, how will I ever use this? Have you ever said that in courses you've taken in school? How would I ever use that? How would I ever use 2 times 2? You know? And as little children, the thought crosses your mind, and it comes in one mind and out the other mind. It just is in one ear and out the other, and we let it go. And then we just continue doing what the teacher wants because the teacher says, oh, you're learning so well. You're so smart. I'm so proud of you. What'd I do? That's all right. I'm just so proud of you. Well, what'd I learn? I'm just so proud of you. Because you're listening and you're taking this. And then 2 years later, the teacher says, now, isn't it wonderful what you learned? What'd I learn? Well, you learned how to do 2 times 2 and 2 plus 2 and and divided by two and all these things, and you know, now you're even higher levels. Yeah, I guess so. I didn't know I was learning it. I didn't know it was coming in, and that's true. So when you say, I am God, God I am, you don't know it's coming in. You don't try to analyze God the minute you get into heaven. You don't try to analyze God the minute you start thinking about it and saying that you're God. You don't try to analyze your saying, I'm whole and perfect. What does that mean? You haven't the biggest idea what whole and perfect means. Nobody does. Because you got to really be sick to know what whole and perfect means. And if you know what sickness means, then you don't know what whole and perfect means. And if you know what whole and perfect means, you don't know what sickness means. So you say, but. Well, you see, you argue yourself out of your wonderful situation and into the limited situation. Don't argue it. Just flow with it. Just accept. And if I say to you, you're brilliant. Thank you. I wonder what he meant. But thank you, you know. and you're beautiful. And you know this isn't your best day. And you say, well, thank you very much, you know. But you cannot judge. You cannot get your bloated nothingness in the way there. Because if you do, the beauty and the joy and the goodness of what is there for you, the childlikeness of acceptance, doesn't come through. You say to a kid, man, you're a genius. Yes, I know. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Or not even thank you. But yes, I know. Mm-hmm. It took you a while to realize that, but I knew it all along. And you think you're a snotty little kid, you know. But that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Instant acceptance and not judging that you know, making you superior to somebody else. You just know, and it's wonderful to know. The kids aren't making any judgment. They don't even think of it in that relationship because they don't think of other kids not knowing, mm-hmm. and they don't think of themselves not knowing. Everybody knows, mm-hmm. and it's a wonderful thing. And this is who we are. And this is what it's all about when we say, when what has been learned has been forgotten, then education is what survives. I love you. I love you. I love you.